Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran. Flying high to bring you the best films in Ireland. EclipseCinemas.com.
Well, it's absolutely a marvel, I have to say, and it's nothing to do with the movies. But the main man is actually in studio with us for the first time. It must be a year and a half, is it?
Yeah, it would be March 2020. This feels so odd.
It does.
And, you know, I'm almost nervous again. It's been 8 years doing this, but I'm almost nervous again. And I was there going, I hope I dress appropriately, you know, because obviously I've been dressing for Zoom for the last year. And then I realised I'm wearing shorts and flip-flops anyway. So, you know, pretty much the same as being at home. I was going to say, will I be as prepared as I ever been? But as you know, you've seen it, whether in studio or on Zoom, I've never prepared for anything in my life.
You don't have to. You know so much about the movies.
So we bluff our way through. But it's great to be here and see some socially distanced faces. And are we still on air? Are we still, you know, I'm looking around at the lights and stuff. And no, am I doing this right? You know,
Yeah.
I'm sure people will let us know if we mess up. They've never been shy of it before. I'm sure if you miss some cues, just text in.
Absolutely.
As well as winning the tickets, text in and say, Collie made a mistake here.
Look for the mistake.
Yeah.
Tell me, I'm looking at our running order today. In my book, we've two horror films. Am I right?
Two horrors, yeah.
And two kids' films.
You're
in your element.
Although, for, you know, there's many a parent that'll be going, oh no, another kids' movie after 18 months of COVID. Now, having to sit through another cartoon, that's their version of a horror movie. But no, we have a, you know, I suppose it's very much a summer choice. And next week, we have another big family movie and we have a big superhero blockbuster. And I suppose that's typical of this time of year. Just like when we were talking about February and March, it was all Oscar winners. We were talking about The Sound of Metal and Minari and so on. We're just at that phase of the year. And today's movie, the new one, is a really interesting chiller. And so it's a movie called Old. It's by M. Night Shyamalan, who I can never quite say his name right. And people will know him as the director and writer of The Sixth Sense and Unbreakable, but also as the director of The Happening and After Earth. So people who know their movies will know he is very much a hit and miss director. He's usually either great or awful. Very rarely is it okay. It's usually great or awful. And this movie looks very promising. It starts off with this family ready to go on their holidays, going to this idyllic island. What could possibly go wrong?
Are we there yet?
This beach, it's beautiful.
My swimsuit is hurting.
They do look small.
Come on, let's play hide and seek.
Have you seen my children?
Mom, I'm right here.
He was 6 years old this morning.
Oh no.
I'm scared! There's something wrong with this beach.
We were chosen for a reason.
What's happening?
I don't know.
I can't think.
Old. Only in theaters this summer.
I've aged just watching it.
Well, you can imagine what it was like for me at 8 a.m. this morning in sunny Bundoran. I opened up the cinema and went to watch it. This seems like an odd time. And it's all the more apt because it's on this beautiful sunny beach and warning about the dangers of being stuck on this beach and maybe aging. You know, a sort of subliminal message to always wear your sunscreen, people, you know, and do. But I have to say, I really enjoyed this, Shamey. Now, it is odd. You can tell by the concept that there's, you know, a certain amount of supernatural that you have to go with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you're the sort of person who straight away would go, well, that wouldn't happen. This is not the movie
for you.
Although there is some logic given as to why the circumstances happen that is really interesting at the end. M. Night Shyamalan, whether they're good movies or not so good movies, the end is always worth sticking around with. No more with The Sixth Sense of, you know, the revelation.
Sixth Sense was a brilliant movie.
Oh, well, it's an all-time classic. But in this one, so the family are there and they look like everything is happy. But even before they get to the beach, you realise not everything is perfect in this marriage. There's some secret. And they go with all of these other people, an English doctor and his much younger wife and his mother, another couple who's... he's a nurse, she is a psychologist, but she also has epilepsy, and suddenly everyone has some sort of medical issue that's going to this, and it's all revealed as the story goes on. Now, as I said, A, you gotta take a pinch of salt with it, and B, some of the people are kind of stereotypes. There's a musician and rapper, and then there's, you know, the selfie-obsessed trophy wife. And they're all very broad brushes that these characters are painted with, but it doesn't really matter. And it's, do you remember Tales of the Unexpected?
Yes.
That and Twilight Zone. It's like a long episode of that. So it doesn't matter that we don't go in depth to these people's characters. I don't think that is important. What it is then, what would you do if you're suddenly stuck on this beach with your kids who are growing before your eyes and you go, we have one day probably left of life. What would you do? How would you react? What life issues are there? And it just keeps on going, and it's quite creepy. And while it's not very gory, there's a few things that happen that you go, ooh, I wasn't quite prepared for that. I think if you heard the trailer there and you went, oh, that sounds good, you'll really enjoy this. And as I said, if you heard the trailer and went, that sounds stupid, don't bother. It won't be for you. But, so, you know, you were saying we've had lots of horror movies, we've had lots of kids movies, and they're all, you know, some really good ones out there, but they're all quite straight. This is quirky. This is unusual. And this, I would imagine, people will come out, there'll be couples coming out of this one going, oh, I thought that was great. And the other one go, great, I hated it. And I actually really like that conversation, because sometimes if a movie is just everyone thinks it's all right, you go, that's not so good, but have a reaction to it. It's really good. I thought it was fun. It is 16. So
16, I was going to ask
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it is a little creepy. Now, there's a lot worse that I've seen that's only been 15s, but I think it's because of the dread and the horror, because you do get quite upset, as, you know, not everyone makes it off the beach. That's all I'm saying. Well worth a watch. I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Right, we got first of the kids' movies.
Yeah, so we talked about these a little bit last week, but seeing as you weren't on, and I know, you know, you might have some little people that you might have to take, what should you go and see? I have to give, I've only seen one of them, which was The Croods, which I told Shane last week was a huge surprise, because I hadn't seen the first one, and I'd read some reviews that people went, that's all right. So I went in with no expectations, laughed my face off, Shamey. Charming, really clever, and it's, you know, for those of us who grew up on the Flintstones, it has that sort of ethos of the animals are being made to, you know, operate the lift and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
Really good fun. Now, Space Jam, I have to rely on my colleagues up in Eclipse Cinemas, Bundoran. So they went to see Space Jam and they went to see Forever Purge. Space Jam seemed to be very popular with the younger ones. The people who grew up on the original one didn't seem to like it quite as much, but little people who it didn't matter,
it
really, really enjoyed it. So maybe not as good as the first one, but still a good summer movie. If everyone's burnt and tired of the beach, it's still a good one to go and see. And Forever Purge. Now, in the time it took to make two Croods movies, they've made five Purge movies and two TV series. But again, really good if you like that sort of thing. Again, I don't think there's anybody going to see this that it's their first Purge movie. You know, if you're into it, you're into it.
How many are we at now?
I think this is number five.
We're at five,
aren't
we?
We're at five since 2013. This is the thing where all crime is legal for a day.
Yes.
And, you know, there's always people caught up in it. And these guys think, and it's very Trump-esque, that's on purpose, that they're giving us a big wink to the camera. And these guys think, one day is not enough. The purge must go on forever. And is this family caught up in it? And can they escape? As my colleague Stephen said, it was a horror movie that it started off. Now it's much more like an action chase movie. And he said he really enjoyed it. It was really good. He wanted to get out of the hot sun and just, you know, leave everything behind for a while. And it was really good fun. So I would say those two good movies, if you like that sort of thing. Old is really quirky and unusual, and I'd recommend that. And I can't recommend The Croods highly enough for a family to, especially if, you know, we all love our children and we all love going on holidays after COVID and so on, but you can also be quite sick of them after a couple of hours.
You can,
and
indeed.
You might want, you know, if you have to be sitting in a room with them, this is a wonderful way to spend a room.
So Old is open with you, has it?
Old opens tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, and the other three are open already. So they're on from today. Old doesn't open until tomorrow.
Now, you're something big next week.
Yeah, with two massive movies. One, look, you know I love The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
He's just great in everything. He makes every movie better. One of the reasons that I liked Fast and Furious, the last one, but wasn't quite as optimistic about it, is The Rock's not in it. The Rock is in Jungle Cruise with one of my favourite actresses, Emily Blunt. And you know, even doing press, because it's Disney, they send us lots of promos and stuff. And you go, nobody's better at doing the press. Every interview, you know the way you get these actors who look bored doing the interviews?
Yeah, yeah.
The Rock, always entertainment, always ready, song, dance, whatever it takes to sell it. It's great. This is in the realms of both Pirates of the Caribbean and Indiana Jones, that sort of movie. It looks hilarious. I laughed at the trailer, and it's very much a family movie based on Jungle Cruise. I think it's an attraction at Disney World. And it looks really fun. And then for us who like our superheroes, but like the ruder version of the superheroes, we got the Suicide Squad. Looks hilarious. I was watching the trailer today to see if I could put on the movies. No, I can't. It's so rude, Jamie. Right, we'll have to be so careful next week. We'll definitely do Jungle Cruise's clip because it's so rude, but it looks really funny. Margot Robbie. I love her.
Okay. All right. Have you competition for us this week? Have you a couple of tickets?
Absolutely. I can't think of a single question, Jamie. What should we say? We're in the studio.
What's our big movie this week?
Well, yes, indeed. I nearly said it there.
Yeah, that's it. Just tell us what the big movie was this week.
I'm not as young as I used to be.
And it's opening tomorrow. Just give us that and your name and your location to 0833 500 530. That is our man at the movies. He will be back next Thursday. Thanks, Collie.
Bye.
Ocean FM. Ocean drives films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, your launchpad to Hollywood and beyond. EclipseCinemas.com.